SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, an apology from Scott Morrison amid calls for him to resign from Parliament. Victoria to establish an independent ombudsman to oversee a treaty between the state government and Indigenous Australians. And in sport, leadership issues befall the Newcastle Knights. Good afternoon, Tina Quinn with SBS News. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison has issued a lengthy statement on social media, apologising to both his colleagues and the public. He responded to criticism following revelations that he was secretly sworn into 5 additional portfolios on top of his role as Prime Minister between March 2020 and May 2021. He says the unprecedented move was justified due to the devastating impacts of the pandemic. He also says, in hindsight, these arrangements were unnecessary. Meanwhile, Mr. Morrison's colleague, the former Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews, has called on him to resign and quit Parliament over the secretly held portfolios. The Governor-General says the portfolio appointments were made under Section 64 of the Constitution, in line with how normal ministerial appointments are conducted. Several former ministers of the Coalition Government Cabinet claim they were unaware of the appointments, including Ms. Andrews. She says these revelations undermine the integrity of government.
He needs to resign and he needs to leave Parliament. They're my views. That's what I think he should do. It certainly doesn't help democracy, and I'm very concerned about the impacts of this going forward. And to be honest, I feel that the Australian people were betrayed.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has asked the Solicitor General for legal advice over Mr. Morrison's decisions as PM. Mr. Albanese says that the Solicitor General will report back to him on Monday next week. He also reiterated the need for a federal integrity commission to ensure government transparency.
These are serious issues. I'll continue to run a good, orderly government that stands in stark contrast to the rabble and the chaos and the undermining of parliamentary democracy of our predecessors. We will get proper advice. We will then have proper deliberations of our proper processes. We are going to run a proper government. Australia voted for a return to good governance on the 21st of May.
Turning to state politics now, and Victoria is to establish a new independent ombudsman to oversee treaty making between its government and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Under the new bill, the body will be given legal powers to oversee treaty talks and resolve any disputes between the state government and First Peoples Assembly of Victoria. It will work outside the usual state bureaucracy, will not report to a minister, and have its funding safeguarded and be led by First Nations people. During debate in the state's parliament, here are MPs Matthew Bock, followed by MP Nina Taylor.
My hope is that there will be real ongoing engagement with members of the First Nations Assembly, with other Indigenous leaders, in order to deal with some of the appalling ongoing injustices today.
Treaty is unfinished business. It is an opportunity to come to terms with our past and work together for a shared future. I'm getting emotional again.
And the Queensland Government has announced it will establish a truth-telling inquiry and a First Nations Treaty Institute through draft legislation. The state's Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, says the treaty is a chance to right past wrongs, and a community cabinet will be held in September to hear directly from the public. To New South Wales, and Premier Dominic Perrottet has apologised for any distress caused by the recruitment process for the Trade Commissioner role based in the United States. The state's premier has released recommendations from former Public Service Commissioner Graham Head's review of the appointment of John Barilaro as the trade officer based in New York City. Mr. Perrottet says the process was fundamentally flawed from the start, but did not find that Mr. Barilaro acted inappropriately.
A minister cannot direct a secretary or public servant in relation to recruitment. That does not mean that there's naturally engagement with a minister and the public service, but it certainly clarifies and crystallises the role and responsibility of ministers and also of secretaries of departments. I think the recommendations are very positive. I think they'll make a real difference, and I believe that this will ensure mistakes like this don't happen again.
But State Opposition Treasurer Daniel Mookhey says the Premier has failed to acknowledge that Jenny West's candidacy for the trade role was derailed by Mr. Barilaro.
It is disappointing that Premier Perrottet is trying to pass off as a bureaucratic bungle which everyone else can see is a red-hot political scandal. It is clear that there were flaws in this process, but the only reason why the process that led to the appointment of Mr. Barilaro was flawed was because Mr. Barilaro and other ministers stuck their neck into something where they weren't invited and their help wasn't wanted.
Turning to sport, and Newcastle Knights head of football, Peter Parr, says that the club's off-field issues are self-inflicted and indicative of a lack of leadership in the playing group. The comments relate to a video showing co-captain Kalyn Ponga and player Kurt Mann being escorted out of a toilet cubicle by security. That video clip is being investigated by the NRL Integrity Unit. Parr's press conference on Tuesday is the second time he's been forced to front media to address a disciplinary matter since joining the Knights last month.
There has been a lack of leadership around the playing group. I have some sympathy for young people thrust into leadership roles that they're not always going to get it right, and it's our job to help them and to educate them. Yeah, we've got a fair bit of work to do, but we've got to improve some of the standards that we've seen over the last couple of weeks.
Ponga is sidelined due to concussion, but did appear to be drinking alcohol. Mr. Parr defended the fullback, saying he had not been given instructions to avoid alcohol while concussed, and that he was confident he was not consuming other illicit substances in the cubicle. And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Tina Quinn. Good afternoon.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.